Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today we'll continue talking about the Trinity. We mentioned yesterday that the Trinity is the Father manifesting Himself as the Father in the Son, Yeshua, and as the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, John 17, verse 11, that the Father is holy. It says in John 4, 24, that the Father is Spirit. In Ephesians 4, 4, it says there's only one Spirit. He is the Holy Spirit. It's another manifestation of Him. And we talked in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, just to review, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. The Word is saying that the Godhead is clearly seen. You can understand the Godhead. It's all about the Father. It's all about your daddy. He's your daddy. From Genesis to Revelation, the whole Word is about Him. Yeshua is the Father manifest in the flesh. Father manifest in the flesh. In 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Not the mystery of who the Father is, but of godliness. It's a mystery as to His attributes, how powerful He really is, but it says the Father was manifest in the flesh. Justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. See, it's the Father who is manifest in the flesh. Yeshua says, the Father in me does the works. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that don't know the Father. And that obey not the gospel of Yeshua. See, the enemy wants you to think that the Father is a mystery, that He's three persons, He's an old man with a beard, He's a bird flying around. If the Father's not a man, He's surely not a bird. And that stuff came from Babylon with Samanaris and Nimrod, her husband, and Tammuz, her son. And Constantine wanted to bring that in Christianity. In the 4th century, he did very successfully. Most believers believe in these three persons. It's a mystery. Can't understand it. And he used the term God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Those terms, just by themselves, apply three gods. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And people don't mean it that way, but it really does imply it. And the term God the Son and God the Holy Ghost is not even in a word. Only God the Father. And we talked about some contradictions about this three-person doctrine. It said in Ephesians 1:20 that the Father raised Yeshua from the dead. In Romans 8:11, it says the Holy Spirit raised Yeshua from the dead. In Matthew 28:19, Yeshua said, all power is given unto me. He's implying that the Father gave Him the power. This does not show equality. Three equal persons. In John 14:28, Yeshua said, the Father is greater than I am. This doesn't apply equality. In John 3:17, the Word says that the Father sent the Son. That doesn't show equality. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, the Word says the head of Yeshua is the Father. That doesn't imply equality. I'm sure you have some questions, and in my book, The Misfinding Trinity, all the questions that I've had over 20 years about the real Trinity and have been answered successfully by the Word. Let's take one, for example, the right hand of God. In Luke 22:69, Yeshua says, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Father. Is a power position. It's a Jewish term for power, the right hand of the power of the Father. We get the term right hand man. And we know in Revelation chapter 4, verse 2, there's only one sitting upon the throne. And remember when two mothers of two of the apostles came to Yeshua and said, I want my sons to sit one on your right hand, one on your left hand. And He said, to sit on my right hand, my left hand is not for me to give, but the Father. He didn't say that my Father's on my left hand and I'm on His right hand. You see, you have to be very careful. There's only one throne. If there are three persons, why is there only one throne? And it's Yeshua is the one sitting upon that throne. So the term right hand of God means a power position. But let's go to Genesis 1. There's another question that people have, but let us make man in our image. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1 in verse 26. Well, let's go to first Genesis 1 verse 1. In the beginning, the Father created the heaven and the earth. And the word for created is B-A-R-A. It's singular. There are three people involved in creation. It's singular. The Father created, bara. It's a masculine singular verb. And verse 26, And every time you see God, it should have been translated Elohim. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion and so forth. And so people say, well, it's really three people there and creation, three people created. But in verse 27, Elohim created man in his own image. If there were three persons there, it would have said, Elohim created man in their own image. And it says, in the image of Elohim created he him, not they him. This doesn't line up. Male and female created he them, not they them. You see, it's all about the Father. In Isaiah 44:24, the Father says, I create everything all by myself. If you read the book of Isaiah, it's just so very important. It just shows that it's all about the Father. He said, beside me there's no Savior, in Isaiah 43:11. And Titus calls Yeshua Savior. There's only one Savior. But if you go with me to Isaiah chapter 6, I'll explain to you what he means by let us create man and Yeshua, Savior. There's only Isaiah 6. In the year of King, in verse 1, in the year of King Uzziah died, I saw Yahweh sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. There's only one on the throne. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Yahweh of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Verse 8, and I heard the voice of Yahweh saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? See, that's what he meant in Genesis 1, verse 26. He's talking to the angels. The Bible says in Job 38, verse 4 to 7, that the angels were present at creation. It's a polite term he's using. Who will go for us? Let us create man in our image. It doesn't apply to the three persons who were involved in creation. It means the Father was talking to his angels. And it's really repeated here. Who will go for us? Then Isaiah said, here I am, send me. And he said, go and tell those people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not, and make the heart of those people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. That's the term. Let us create man our image goes right back to him talking to the angels. It's just so very important that you understand that. Again, let us create man our image does not imply more than one person created, especially when it says, again, in Isaiah 44:24, that he alone, the Father alone, created all things. And back in Genesis 1:26, it uses the term Elohim, and people try to imply that the term Elohim is plurality of people, but no, it's a plurality of attributes. Especially, like I said, in Genesis 1:1, Elohim created is singular. Bara is a singular word. It's a masculine singular verb. In Exodus chapter 32, verse 31, the word Elohim is used, but it's referring to one golden calf. Not two or three. It applies to one golden calf in the singular. And there's other examples where Elohim is used for singular pagan gods. Like in Judges 8, verse 33, is Baal Peri. You have all what I'm talking about in my book, Demystifying the Trinity, and I'll tell you how to get it later on. It's a powerful book. Again, in Judges 8, verse 33, Baal Peri, Elohim is used for this pagan god in a singular. In Judges 11, 24, Elohim is used for Shamash, singular pagan god. In Judges 16, 23, Elohim is used for Dagon, a singular pagan god. In 2 Kings 1, verse 2 to 3, Elohim is used for Beelzebub, a singular pagan god. In 2 Kings 19, verse 37, Elohim is used for Nisroch, pagan singular god. If you go with me to Revelation, we'll talk about the Lamb in Revelation. A lot of people don't understand that. Revelation chapter 5. Verse 1, and I saw the right hand of him that sat on the throne, a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in the earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open it, to read the book, neither to look therein. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb. Now, it's capitalized in the King James L, but it's really a small L. And there's other beasts. See, John in Revelation, he used lot of animals for, you know, his writing, just to figuratively, I suppose, just using animals. Like we talk in Revelation chapter 13 about the beast coming out of the sea. Here's a lamb. He saw a lamb. He didn't see Yeshua. He saw a lamb. It's very symbolic. It stood a lamb as it had been slain. Not he had been slain, as it had been slain. Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of the Father sent forth unto all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Remember, there's only one sitting upon the throne. Revelation chapter 4, verse 2. There's only one. So this is very symbolic. And trying to explain the humanity and divinity of Yeshua. We talked in yesterday's broadcast about the humanity and divinity. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, again with a small L, the animal, he saw an animal, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. You see? It's all talking about the one on the throne, that's his divinity, and the Lamb is a symbol of his humanity. It's so easy to explain it, but we'll talk some more tomorrow about some of the questions that people have, especially about the baptism and other questions that people have. They've been explained totally by the Word, and we'll cover that tomorrow. But I just want to pray with you right now. Put your hand on the radio. Just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now with a healing, deliverance touch. Do a miracle in their lives where they need it the most. And help people understand, Father, it's all about you. You're our daddy. You're everything, Father. The whole world is about you. There is no Old and New Testament. It's all about you. And I thank you, Father. Help people to realize that and to worship you in spirit and truth and draw closer to you. Thank you, Father, that you're revealing to the people, Father, that you're no mystery. You're easily understood as to who you are, but not to your attributes. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. I want you to hear some more about this ministry. Again, this evangelist, Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. And I've written three books, Noon and Seasons, which I have taught on previous broadcasts. And my book, Demystifying the Trinity, which I'm taking from my book on this message today. It's important that you get this book. You can get this book and all my other books by calling me. First of all, it's at cost, which is only $5 each. And if you have the money, we'll send it to you free. We just want to help you. We want to get these books into your hands. And especially to mystify the Trinity, you need to know who your Father is. It'll enhance your worship. And it's so beautiful when you read Isaiah, it's talking about your daddy. When you see Yeshua, it's your daddy in the body. It's your Father in the flesh. Hallelujah. And we talked in Zechariah that the Father said they're going to sell me for 30 pieces of silver. And they're going to pierce my hands and my feet. And we know that happened to Yeshua. And he is the Father manifest in the flesh. Also, when I said before in Luke 22, verse 69, that Yeshua said, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of God. He really said, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power of God. Which backs up my position that the Father doesn't have a left or right side. He is a spirit. And the right hand of power is a power position. And we get the term right hand man. It's so important that you realize that there's only one sitting upon the throne. You can get all three of my books by calling me at 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. We just want to bless you so much. And these books are so important in these last days. So remember till next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177. Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar.